Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Franmi. We're calling from Archta Fiverr. This message is for Robert Sicklert. We received your message. You were inquiring about our services. Right now, unfortunately...
Hello, hello. Sorry.
Hi.
Couldn't get to the phone quick enough.
Oh, it's okay. Am I speaking to Robert Sicklert?
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much for answering for me today. My name is Franmi. We're calling from Archta Fiverr on a recorded line. And we received your message regarding services. You were inquiring about our services?
Yes.
Okay. So the
whether
address...
or not you're going to branch into my area or not.
Okay. So I was looking in our system right now. Stone Ridge is not in service yet. And I was looking to see if they would give me an estimate time of when we will be there, but it's not providing me that information either.
Okay.
However, the prices, there's something that you were interested about?
Yes. Right now, I currently pay $87 and change for 300 megabits per second. And because I prefer to use an older operating system, I can't take advantage of their most recent, my provider's security arrangements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the prices just keep going up and up and up. I went to a single internet connection after having a triple connection. I went to a single internet connection, and I think I started out probably about maybe $45 to $55 a month,
mm-hmm.
which was okay, reasonable. And then all of a sudden, then it goes $55, $65, $75, and now it's $87. So I'm getting tired of that.
That is going up really fast. Yeah, so our lowest megabits package is not $87. Right now, we have a 500 megabits, and that goes for $69.99. But you have the opportunity to sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, and they give you a $10 discount. So that goes down to $59.99.
Okay. You said 500 megabits per second. I thought your website said a gig, 1,000 megabytes per second.
So 1,000 megabytes goes for $79.99.
Okay, all right.
It also has the promotion of the $10 off with your ACH enrollment, but the 500 megabits goes for $69.99.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what if we decide to use a paper billing system? I've been in computers most of my life, and
mm-hmm.
I know the rigors and the pitfalls of digital connection and digital pay.
Yes.
I personally prefer a paper trail, not only for, for tax time, for business records, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have any provisions like that?
So unfortunately, right now, the promotion only applies for auto pay and paperless. So if you do decide to not do that and just stay paper billing,
mm-hmm.
it will stay. If you do the 1 gig, it's $79.99. If you do the 500 megabits, it's $69.99.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there really isn't any penalty for having a paper billing?
It's just that you don't get the discount that they will offer if it was paperless.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That I don't have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you offer any kind of a security system with you? In other words, antivirus, anti-malware, any of those services, do you have that involved in your system?
Antivirus. I can double-check with that for that question.
Yeah, that's really not important. I can... really manage that on my own. But
mm-hmm.
what I'm mostly interested in is how your system is transferred to my home. Currently, I have an underground cable that runs to my pole. My house sits very far back off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My house is roughly 350 feet from the edge of the road. I have an underground cable. The underground cable goes up a pole on my property, and it goes to a tap on my current provider's line. Mm-hmm. And every time the power goes out, the provider that I have claims that they're going out to fix it. Mm. We all know that this current provider has amplifiers on each pole, so if the power goes out, so does the service go out. Okay.
Yes.
And so. So. You know, mm-hmm. They don't make a lot of sense to me, unfortunately.
I see. So we do connect you from the street on the ground all the way to your house. It will be all brand new wiring from our stuff fiber. We will put our fiber lines to connect you from the street to your house.
Okay, so your fiber lines run from a central location, and they are underground, then you're saying, right?
Yes, yes.
Boy, that's a lot of... you're looking at quite an expenditure there.
Yes, I do have to check to see, because I know that if... I helped out a customer the other day, and her driveway, she wanted it on the ground, and her driveway was around 420 feet, she said. And they were charging for to put the border, like the fiber all the way. That's 420 feet. They were charging $1.50 per fee for the installation.
So I have underground conduit that runs an aluminum cable currently, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you were to come to my location, would you then connect onto that cable, or would you run new cable in that conduit underground to my home?
Let me just make sure that I understand. You have already wires that run from the street to your house on the ground.
Correct. I have cable, underground cable, but it's not your average, you know, cable wire. It is, you know, full-blown pole-to-pole type wire.
Mm-hmm. No, so I do believe we do put our own wires, because we do, everything is 100% fiber, so that all of that is brand new put on for you.
So then technically I would have to pull the existing wire I have out of the conduit that I have that runs underground, correct?
You know, I can ask those questions for you. Let me see if I have...
'Cause the way I designed the system, I think I have 2-inch, I think it's 2-inch diameter. Schedule 40, and it's not lightweight stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see what they replied to me.
Because technically, my underground system would be easier for you, because you would just have to approach the end of my driveway and feed your cable into my underground conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to dig a trench to my home.
That sounds like, let me see what they replied to me. Because that it does sound like it will be less work to do if you already have that, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably the first subscriber on my current road for the current provider that I have, and you would think, you know, I would get some sort of respect for that,
mm-hmm.
for staying with them all these years. Of course, when you have no competition, there's a monopoly, so you really don't have a chance, you know what I mean, to pick someone else. Even the wireless situation is way more costly than than wired connections.
Mm-hmm.
But even at 500 megabits per second, that would light my computer right up.
Yes. Yeah, yes, to time the. Okay, so Dave was telling me that if the conduit is too tight, then we will have to do the trench. Otherwise, we should be able to go through the same.
Right. Well, what I would do is I would remove the wire that's in the trench, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry, not in the trench. I would remove the wire that is in my current conduit.
Yes. Yes, so I they were telling me that, yes, if you remove that, then if this, you know, space for arc fiber, they would do it like that. But once services comes available in your area and you decide, you know, to make switch, our techs would evaluate the situation and you know, try to help you the best they can to bring your fiber in through the same conduit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you know. I think the only thing I would probably need, you know, I could do the disconnect at the house, and all they would need to do is pull it there at the other end.
Yes.
You know, at the same time, you know, how big is a fiber cable? How big is that in diameter?
Hmm. Okay, let me just see. Let me ask that question. That's a very good question.
Yeah, well, I'm not your average homeowner.
No. You know, but I'm learning with you today. Let's see. It said 350 feet from edge of street. Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to give me an answer. I know that, like I was telling you, we were able to connect for that other customer that had a 420 feet driveway. So I think we'll be able to do the 350 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let me just see if they can give me an answer.
Because your website says that the installation is free, I believe. But, you know, this is a special situation. And,
exactly, yes. Everything, yeah, the text will come, you know, if it's something not to the extreme, and, you know, all the equipment is included in the installation in your home is completely free.
Sure. And you know, I'm looking in a situation whereby that, you know, I will – probably be living, I'm 72 years old, I'll probably be living in this house probably another 15, 20 years, possibly, you know, and we're looking to, you know, have a long-term service without ridiculous price updates, you know, I mean, it's,
yes,
we don't get a lot of money every month, so, mm-hmm. You know, we're not looking to, you know, in today's world, you can't survive without an internet connection, truthfully.
Correct, and everything now needs Wi-Fi. It's
yes.
Incredible. Even
doctor's,
you know,
appointments, doctor's appointments. You know, all this. You know, everything that we do as a normal life is now been shifted digital. So to live without an internet connection is sheer craziness. So we are, you know, we're looking to have a long-term account. We're looking to, you know, pay fair prices and get good service.
Yes, no,
that's,
yeah,
that's all we need.
Exactly. We were more than happy to help you. Hopefully we can get the service to that area as soon as possible.
Yeah. Now, how would you do that? Would you do it wirelessly to a repeater and then go underground? Or I can't fathom how you would run cable from a central location underground through all the different towns and cities.
So they do what they call a box. Is like they, some people call it the flower pots. They do that in the by the street in each area, and then they'll connect the services to that pot from that pot to your home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my point of view is that you're not borrowing on the cables of your competitor.
No. No, we have our own. We don't want any issues with other providers. So we have our own.
Yeah, because you know the Central Hudson owns the telephone poles in my area, and they're shared by the New York State Telephone Company. And now that cell phone is a big deal, they basically don't care about the lines on the telephone poles anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who still have a wired telephone connection. We don't. We have IP-based phone. And that's why I need an internet connection as well.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So. So I'm not getting a response. But I know that we do have the capacity to do that 350 feet driveway.
All right.
Yeah, I know that they do charge an extra. So if you decide to switch, then they will quote you on once they measure your length. They will quote you on that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now this conduit that runs underground is continuous. I have another conduit right next to it, which is power. But that's a separate conduit. That's completely separate. And the communications conduit runs completely from the pole to the house.
Mm-hmm. So it's continuous. So that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be easier to run the cables. All right. So is there anything else I can assist you with today, Mr. Sickler?
I don't think so. Did we cover all the questions that I asked on your online interface?
Let me take a look at that. Let me go back to that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. So the first one was, will your network infrastructure be utilized by existing spectrum wires? So now we will use our own connection, our own wiring. We just talked about that.
Yes.
And the installation of that underground. So the connection will be underground. You already have that kind of set up for us. The pricing, unfortunately, we don't have any promotions for seniors at this time.
Yep.
Hopefully they do come around with something like for senior pricing.
Mm-hmm.
But the only discount right now is the paperless and auto pay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it sounds very good to me, and it sounds like there's a little hope to fight the monopoly that's currently in the position in this county. So.
Yes. So definitely. So I did send because I looked up your address before I gave you a call, and I escalated this, and you know I let them know that we're not on Stone Ridge yet, but maybe that is something that they can start looking into.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of people out in my area here in the rural area that actually there's a lot of people who out here that actually work from home. So, you know, it might be a very good thing for you as far as promotion is concerned. I do know that a lot of people are fed up with the current provider. You know, and if you notice, I haven't mentioned their name.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I have to? They're a monopoly. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I've gone after them, and I've told them. I said, you know, you're raising my prices every so many months or a year or whatever. And I said, you're increasing my prices so you could give lower prices to the people that are looking at your service for 12 months. And then I said, after 12 months, you're back up to where I am. You know, this is crazy. So.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm sorry to take all your time.
Oh, no worries. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your answers. At least there's a little bit of light in the horizon here. So
yes, no, my pleasure talking to you today and trying to assist. We look forward to being in Stone Ridge soon, and just keep, you know, keep looking on our website and maybe call, you know, if you want to call once
well,
in a while.
Well, if you get to Hurley, that's only another 10 miles, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay,
all right, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.